As the use of artificial intelligence or AI grows, particularly with the introduction of generative tools like ChatGPT, experts are calling for transparency in their use in our country's government agencies, especially healthcare. Dr. Kaitiana Tauru is our go-to man when we're talking about the digital space and also ethical issues regarding that space. He's with us this morning. Thank you for joining us. What needs to happen to ensure the safe and transparent use of AI as it's increasingly being employed across the public sector?
We should have a stock take, a public and transparent usage of what the AI is, what it's used for, and so that the public, and so Māori, all different communities can actually look at how the AI is being used and make suggestions to avoid bias and discrimination. And the good thing, again, for New Zealand, I mean, we're still very new on the AI journey, so we can learn from America and other countries that AI and health is it's really good for people. It's much more better than a human being in terms of X-rays, detecting cancers, a whole range of things. But we also know those same technologies can discriminate against people by ethnicity. So a person of colour, an AI system may not work properly for them. Or the algorithm, which is basically people writing a number of cases or scenarios for the AI to learn from, often they can ignore women and minority ethnicities. So we're promoting that the government are transparent about all AI being used and making those algorithms available for critique and for improvement.
How are they being used at present?
Sure. So it's very limited in New Zealand right now. There are trials for AI to look at X-rays, for example, and it's already been proven that the AI can detect the most minute mutations in an X-ray that a human eye doesn't see or is most likely not able to see. It's all very limited at the moment. Eyesight is being used with AI, but if we start adopting international best practice, international AI, I think we're going to see AI in healthcare occurring very quickly. It could literally happen overnight.
Is there an obligation for those who are using AI to let their clients or customers know that that's the case?
At this stage, we're arguing yes, there is an obligation. There's multiple benefits to being transparent with AI. There's savings to the taxpayer. There's improved health, reduced bias. We already know in the health system, through the Hauora Waitangi Tribunal report, there's significant amounts of bias in the health system. If we using transparent AI, we can actually tackle that bias in health immediately. I think there's a number of other positive benefits for the government, for individuals, and for our health system, which obviously what we won't see, as anticipated, our hospitals won't be so busy, our spend on drugs, mortality rates, et cetera, will improve with AI.
In time, do you suspect that AI will be more capable of factoring in cultural terminologies, cultural expectations into the way that it communicates with clients?
Yes, most definitely. So we're already seeing the big tech companies very slowly and taking very small steps, but recognising that the AI systems are biased and so they're beginning to employ more diverse workforces. They're beginning to look at research that proves the bias. And again, in New Zealand, we're at a unique stage where we can learn from everyone else and, basically avoid a lot of the issues other people have faced.
Tēnā koe. So the government agencies are using AI on us. How can we use AI to advance our people?
Sure. So there's in health, I mean, our people will definitely benefit from non-bias AI. Then other forms of AI in government, I think that the key benefits will be probably in the environment. We can use AI to predict flooding, predict ocean rising, and there's a whole range of things that AI can assist Māori with. There's language revitalization, cultural practices, but pretty much across the whole spectrum of all of society. But again, we need to make sure that the AI is not biased, that it does consider Māori, women, and other minorities.
It's a really interesting time to be living, isn't it? And when you think of what our mokopuna will be confronted with, is this the rise of the age of the machine? And what do we need to factor in here? Or do we just need to go along for the ride, Kiraitiana?
We need to be cautious. We need to know, we need to be part of the AI cycle. We need to ensure that Te Ao Māori, Te Tiriti principles and values are being considered at each step of the way. We also need to be cautious of what we give the AI. So basically whatever we give the AI has potential of being used and owned by international corporations. But again, if we're at the design table, we can put protections in place, and or we can say to our people, no, don't, you know, give information to this AI because we'll lose our mātauranga, we'll lose all of our intellectual property rights. But then on the other hand, we say, yes, we know this AI is safe and we know it will improve and give us good outcomes.
Tēnā, could you give us an example of that? I'm thinking of whakapapa, which is very close to the heart, and on certain sites would be accessible to AI technologies, but perhaps not on other sites. So data sovereignty comes into play, and if you don't want AI to access your information, you better be very mindful of where you place it.
Yes, definitely. My recommendation would be not to put any whakapapa on the internet. As soon as it's on the internet, it's more than likely going to be used by AI in some form, and AI can, by default, change your whakapapa. It could match you up with other people. It could basically create a whole new whakapapa that's not true based on the way that AI works.
Well, that has some dangers to it. Quite disturbing, actually, when you couch it like that. So, I mean, a lot of people are liaising about whakapapa matters via the internet, but is it once discussed, it's there forever and accessible to these sophisticated technologies?
Once it's online, it's there forever. But I also understand that, I mean, some people have no other choice but to use online to find out who they are and their whakapapa. So there's a fine balancing act on what you do share, what can be done on a phone call or in person. But yeah, definitely caution is advisable.
Many of us don't have complete trust in the governments that cyclically change every few years, every six perhaps, for the most part. So can we trust government agencies to get it right for Māori and with AI in mind?
So the government is committed to, in my experience, they're committed to consulting with some Māori. They've got agreements with iwi. There's ongoing conversations with Te Ao Māori. They're on the right step, on the right pathway. And I guess it's up to Māori to be more proactive and to keep raising these issues. Making sure that we're always talking about AI so that we're not forgotten about.